For WKMS News, I'm Taylor Unman. Ashes from the coal burned to fuel America's appetite for energy are buried in the unlined pits and landfills scattered across the country. Now, for the first time, the American public is learning the way these coal ash dumps are affecting the environment. Ryan Van Velzer with WFPL reports a new report finds widespread contamination.
A new report from the Environmental Integrity Project highlights the extent that pollution from coal ash has contaminated the country's groundwater. Coal ash, by the way, is what's left over after companies are finished burning coal to make energy. This new report has found unsafe levels of toxic chemicals leaching into the groundwater at 91% of the coal ash dumps around the country. Here's environmental attorney and former toxicologist Abel Russ explaining what kinds of toxic pollutants are found in coal ash.
There are carcinogens, there are neurotoxins, and there are other pollutants that cause other health risks and ecological risks.
For the report, researchers reviewed groundwater data published by utilities at 265 sites covered under federal rules. And Kentucky Utilities' Gent Generating Station ranked among the 10 worst contaminated coal ash sites in the country. Russ says at least one ash pond is in direct contact with groundwater and will cause ongoing groundwater pollution for generations to come.
The Gent plant is like a lot of other plants in the country in that it has a really bad contamination problem, and yet the owner is planning to leave all of the coal ash right where it is.
Louisville Gas and Electric and Kentucky Utilities declined to comment without first seeing the latest report, which was not released until Monday. Previously, LG&E has said there is no indication groundwater leaving their sites has impacted drinking water sources. I'm Ryan Van Velzer in Louisville.